Washington voter David Reyes spent the last week deciding between Sanders and Clinton. He even went to public appearances by both candidates. And then on Saturday, he went to his precinct caucus at a South Seattle elementary school, and he caucused for Sanders.
The more progressive value that Bernie is advocating for is the direction. And if anything, it sort of puts, I think, our party on notice that we have to be really much more broad thinking about what we need to accomplish in this election.
Bernie Sanders' win here will put the Democratic Party on notice. Is that true? What's the Sanders victory going to mean for the future of Democrats? I put that question to political science professor Megan Ming Francis at the University of Washington. She started by telling me how Sanders' message is attractive here because he talks about so many issues many Washington residents already care about.
There's a lot of appeal for somebody who focuses on issues in terms of the environment, that's anti-big banks, and that very much is concerned about economic inequality in a way that I think Clinton is not.
What makes you think Clinton is uninterested, relatively uninterested in income inequality?
I don't think she's uninterested. I think that she has a different approach. And I think the biggest concern, and, you know, this is something, of course, that Bernie kind of sounds the alarm about all the time, is her kind of coziness to big banks, which especially in the aftermath of the recession of 2008, has a lot of people feeling uneasy.
Why did Bernie Sanders do so well here compared to most other states, especially in the South?
Well, I think one of the big differences here, I mean, of course, is going to be the kind of issues of racial demographics, right? And so Bernie Sanders doesn't do as well with African-American voters who make up a large part of the Democrat population.
Why does he not do well with African-Americans?
Well, I think a number of reasons. The way that I think he thinks that we can address really serious issues of racial inequality is by addressing kind of the economic issues, right? I mean, all social scientists will tell you that these issues are always intertwined. The concern, I think, for a lot of African-American voters and Latinos and Native Americans is that in some ways, while economics are intertwined with issues of racial inequality, you can't fully address issues of racial injustice through an economic plan. And so I think that's why not a lot, but a number of African-American voters are unsure right now about Bernie Sanders.
Who's going to be the Democratic nominee?
This is a tough question. I love this question, though. Months ago, I would not have even thought that we would be here talking about Bernie Sanders right now winning Washington. But I think it's tough. But she needs over 1,000 more delegates right now. There's three other big days coming up. One, April 19th, which is New York. That's over 290 delegate votes. And then we have April 26th, which is going to be kind of the East Coast. And so a number of states that I think Bernie's message would resonate are going to be voting. And then, of course, much later on, you have California with over 500 delegate votes in play. So right now, even though the establishment thinks and says that, like, Bernie's out, I watch, you know, the news, the return, people are always like, Bernie's out. I think he's still very much in. And I think this kind of the Northwest will be a wake-up call to the Clinton campaign.
If Sanders doesn't win the nomination, but he carries on to the convention, what could that mean for the future of the Democratic Party?
It depends how Clinton's camp plays it. A lot of Democrat voters are persuaded by the message of Bernie Sanders. If I'm a strategist over in that camp, I'm like, this, what we need to do is we need to meet with Bernie Sanders and some of his top aides, and we need to figure out how we can change our message and our platform to incorporate and include some of his positions, in particular around economic inequality and how to address that.
Megan Ming Francis is a political science professor here at the University of Washington.